This is Rob Orem. Thanks for listening to my podcast. The next episode will start in just a moment. But before it does, I'd like to ask you for a favor. Actually, two favors. If you're finding my podcast to be helpful to you, it would be really helpful to me if you would click on the follow or subscribe button. There's no cost involved at all, but that would just help boost my listenership. Also, if you'd be willing to just take a minute and write a brief review, that would be really helpful to me as well. Thanks for considering doing that. And now, on to today's episode. Hi, welcome back. Thanks for listening. Today's topic is a sensitive one, but I think a really important one. I've entitled this episode, "Is My Spouse Toxic? And if he or she is, what can I do about it?" And let me start off by saying that all marriages are hard because no spouses are perfect, all right? But some spouses cross the line to being really unhealthy, or what I'm going to call in this episode, toxic, for lack of a better word. And what I want to share today, I'm going to begin by sharing some characteristics of toxic spouses, and then I'm also going to follow that and share some strategies you can implement to cope if you're married to a toxic spouse. So let me jump right into this. Let me share with you some characteristics of what I'm calling a toxic spouse, all right? They're emotionally unpredictable. In other words, you live in constant fear of how your spouse is going to act or react. You feel like you're walking on eggshells all the time. You never know what might set your spouse off or when. They're never satisfied. Nothing you do is ever good enough to make them happy. No matter how hard you try, they're always frustrated or disappointed with you. They're hypersensitive. They take everything you say as criticism. So because of that, there's no way you can be honest about what you're really thinking or how you're really feeling or what you're really needing because you're afraid that their feelings are going to get hurt and they're going to respond to you with hostility and anger or worse. They can be incredibly cruel. I mean, they treat you terribly, criticizing you, yelling at you, maybe cursing at you, disrespecting you. They're always threatening. They're threatening to leave you, or they're threatening to make you leave. They're threatening to divorce you, or maybe even sometimes they're threatening to harm or kill themselves. They're extremely insecure. I mean, they're very jealous, very controlling. They don't trust you at all. They constantly accuse you of intentionally saying things you didn't say or doing things you didn't do. They're completely self-centered. Everything is always about them. And they are completely unaware of your feelings, your desires, your needs. They're very manipulative. They regularly say and do things to get their way, and they're really, really good at it. They're expert pretenders. They present themselves one way in public around other people, but privately with you, they act totally differently, and people have no idea what they're really like. Couple more. They're in denial. They don't recognize, they don't admit, they don't even believe that there's anything wrong with them. It's all your fault or someone else's fault or everybody else's fault. And lastly, they're unwilling to seek help. They'll never go to talk to someone like a pastor or a counselor. Or if they do, they'll present themselves as the victim. They may go once or twice, and then they decide that the pastor or the counselor doesn't have a clue, and they never go back. There are probably more, but this is a quick list of characteristics of what I consider toxic spouses. And why am I sharing this? I'm sharing these characteristics with you because I understand that sometimes when you're in a relationship with someone like this, it's hard to know what's okay and what isn't. It's hard to figure out what's appropriate and what's not. It's easy to doubt yourself, to question your thoughts and your feelings. It's easy to wonder if you're overreacting or being too sensitive or expecting too much. Or sometimes maybe you're even feeling like you are causing these behaviors in your spouse. And I just want you to know, none of these behaviors that I just described are acceptable. They are toxic behaviors. They are not how God designed marriage to be, or how he desires one spouse to treat the other. To prove this, let me just share a few passages from the Bible, very briefly, that reveal how God designed marriage and how God desires spouses to treat one another. This first passage is 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 and 5. Love, we're talking about love here, love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful or proud or rude. It does not demand its own way. It is not irritable, and it keeps no record of being wronged. That is healthy marriage and healthy behavior from a spouse. Here's another passage, and these are excerpts from these verses here. This is Ephesians chapter 5, verses 22 to 33. I'm just going to take some highlights from this. Wives, submit to your husbands as to the Lord. Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church. He gave up his life for her. Husbands ought to love their wives as they love their own bodies. Each man must love his wife as he loves himself, and the wife must respect her husband. That is what God is looking for and commands and desires. One other short passage, 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 7. Husbands must give honor to your wives. Treat your wife with understanding as you live together. Treat her as you should, so your prayers will not be hindered. So I just wanted to provide a little biblical support for how marriage is supposed to be, how spouses are supposed to treat one another, to contrast that list of toxic behavior and characteristics I started with. So, you might ask, if my spouse isn't acting as they should, if they're demonstrating these toxic characteristics, does this mean that I can or I should get a divorce? No. I understand the thought, the question, the temptation, but the answer is no. God is very clear in his word, the Bible, that there are two acceptable reasons to seek divorce. One of them is infidelity. If one spouse cheats, breaks the marriage covenant with someone else. And the other reason is if an unbelieving spouse, a non-Christian spouse, chooses to leave, to desert the marriage. In both of those cases, Scripture says the spouse can get a divorce. But listen to me carefully here. even if this might be true in your situation, this doesn't mean you should automatically file for divorce. That may not be what God wants you to do. He may instead want to do a miraculous work in you, through you, in your marriage, around you, to show his glory, to draw people to himself, to reveal more of himself to you and your spouse and your children, if you have them. And so, if this is true, you need to seek God hard and ask him what he wants you to do, whatever the circumstances are. All right, we need to keep moving. So now I want to share with you some strategies for coping with a toxic spouse. If you find yourself married to a toxic spouse, you need to pay attention. You need to implement these strategies. You remember, change doesn't just happen unless you do something different. So if you want change in your marriage, you've got to do something different. And here are some things that you can do. Number one, strategy number one, stop trying to deal with all of this on your own. You've been trying so hard for so long in so many ways to fix your spouse, to fix your marriage, to deal with this in your own wisdom and effort and perseverance. Stop. You can't. You need God's help. You weren't created or designed to do this on your own. God is available to help you. He wants to help you, and he can help you if you let him. And I'll just say, now is the time to make your personal relationship with God through Jesus Christ your number one priority and your main focus and your primary investment. You need God to help you. Stop trying to deal with all of this in your own strength. Strategy number two, this is a tough one. I say that because I talk to people about this and I see how difficult it is. Strategy number two is you've got to change your focus. You've been focusing on trying to change your spouse. Stop focusing on that. You have to let God do that. What you need to focus on is adopting a new perspective, and that is you need to focus on what God wants to do in you. I mean, you realize you're not perfect in all of this, right? God wants to use your spouse to do his good work in you. And sometimes it's hard and painful. And God wants to use you to do his good work in your spouse. So the focus changes from, how can I change my spouse? How can I make him or her a better husband or wife? How can I fix them? How can I help them to understand what's wrong with them? All of that, throw that out and put your focus on what God wants to do in you. Here are some questions I want to encourage you to pray to God. All right. Lord, what are you trying to teach me through all this? God, how are you wanting to change me? In what ways, Lord, are you trying to make me more like Jesus? How can I glorify you through what I'm enduring? If you pray those kind of prayers to God, that is going to change your focus from trying to fix or change your spouse to seeking what God wants to do in and through and around you. Now, having said that, I do want to encourage you that although you can't change your spouse, you can influence them. And the way you influence them is by allowing God to work in you and on you and through you. And as God helps you to change how you act, how you react, and as God helps you to set boundaries and follow through with consequences, you can influence your spouse. And hopefully, God can use that to change him or her as well. So you can't change your spouse, but you can influence them by seeking God and changing your focus. Strategy number three, and I just mentioned the word boundaries, set boundaries. And I just have to interject here real quickly. If you are being abused or your children are being abused, you need to immediately get to a safe place. There's nothing more important than that. Separation, like physically getting away, is an example of an extreme boundary that sometimes you have to implement to assure your safety or the safety of your children. And that kind of distance and that kind of boundary can be a motivator for your spouse to realize, to acknowledge there are problems that need to be addressed and they need to get help. So separation always has the goal of healing and of growth and of restoration. It's not the same as divorce at all. And again, if you're in a dangerous situation, you need to separate. You need to get to a safe place. Now let's talk about developing boundaries. Developing healthy boundaries involves deciding ahead of time what you're going to allow, what you feel is tolerable, and what is not. You need to decide that ahead of time. And then you clearly, appropriately communicate your boundaries to your spouse so that they know what your expectations and limits and guidelines are. And then you also already have in mind what, we'll use the word consequences, what consequences you will implement if your spouse violates your boundaries. And they will. At least at the beginning, they will. They're going to test you all over the place. So you need to have already in mind what you're going to do in response to them violating your boundaries. Let me give you a few quick examples of areas in which you may want to set some boundaries. Language, for example, cursing. You decide it's not acceptable. I'm not okay with my spouse cursing at me, using foul language. Along those lines, tone. I'm not okay with my spouse screaming at me. And some behaviors you might need to set boundaries with. I am not going to be around my spouse if he or she is drinking or doing drugs, or if they're constantly involved in sexual behavior, maybe pornography or something. Whatever it is, you set boundaries for these specific areas. And let me give you one brief example of how you might express a boundary to your spouse. Let's say you and your spouse are talking, it gets heated, he or she starts cursing and yelling at you and being disrespectful and all that. You say, you know what? I want to talk to you about this, but your yelling and your cursing at me is disrespectful and inappropriate. We can continue this discussion if you calm down and talk to me properly, but if you won't, I'm leaving this conversation. That's a real simple example of setting a boundary, communicating it appropriately, and having a consequence or explaining to your spouse the consequence if they break this boundary. I know it's very easy for me to do this in a podcast. It's a lot harder in person, but it's possible. And you need to do it. And the last strategy I'm going to talk about to help cope with a toxic spouse is you need to take advantage of the resources around you. For example, there's a lot of information out there on the internet, videos, YouTube, podcasts, books, conferences. about all kinds of things, but you can go out there and learn about things like narcissism or borderline personality disorder or abuse or addiction. The more information you have, the better you're going to have understanding, and that's going to help you to cope and to know how to respond to what's going on in more appropriate ways. So do your own research, get educated, learn. Another thing you need to do, another resource you need to take advantage of, are just developing other healthy relationships, whether it's with other family members, same-sex friendships, and I emphasize the same-sex part of it, and preferably other Christians, people who know Jesus and who are following him. Those kind of healthy relationships can help fulfill certain unmet emotional needs that aren't being fulfilled in your marriage. They can also provide you with encouragement and support and accountability. God can speak through these other people into your life. So you need to intentionally develop these other relationships and invest in them. And then the last one I'll mention is sometimes you might need to get some professional help, whether it's with a pastor or a professional counselor or a therapist. It's okay to reach out for help. So those are some specific strategies for coping if you're married to what I'm calling a toxic spouse. And let me just conclude with this. If you do find yourself in this situation, I want to encourage you, there is hope. There's always hope. I know you may be feeling hopeless, but with God, with Jesus, there's always hope. Your hope is in Jesus, not in yourself, not in your spouse, not in your marriage, not in anyone else. He knows, he cares, and he is able. And with his help, you can begin to implement these strategies. And then just watch and see what he does in your heart, in your spouse's heart, and in your marriage. Thanks for listening. I want to invite you to visit my website at roborum.com. That's R-O-B-B, two B's, O-R-A-M.com. You can learn more about me and my counseling practice, and you can also reach out to me to schedule an appointment or a speaking engagement. And also, just a reminder, if you'd be willing to click on the follow or subscribe button and maybe write a brief review, that would be super helpful and appreciated. Thanks.